Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is CJ. I'm calling from Archtop Fiber. I'm looking for Russell.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Russell. So I am calling because you put in a request online. And from what I understand, you wanted some answers with regards to the fiber. Did you have any other
Yes.
questions that I could also answer for you?
No, I was just mainly wondering, like, is it your fiber or are you reselling?
So we're definitely not reselling. We are providing our own fiber. We lay our own fiber down. We have gotten a lot of permits to go into the public space area for the public works. That's usually between properties and the road, so that we can bury our own line of fiber. We have our own hub stations or substations, and so the providing service of what we do is we use 5 kilometer. No, sorry, it's 10 kilometer, 5 mile long fiber that you would get that much length of distance before you see any degradation in service. So we use really, really high quality fiber of our own, and then we lay it down and we provide service to our customers. We don't share any fiber with anybody else because we want the responsibility of, like, if something goes wrong, we handle it ourselves. And then
I didn't know
also,
that there was actually other people laying fiber here, so that's cool.
yeah, it's actually very interesting. We've actually been expanding very, very fast. Our headquarters are here in Kingston, so we're local. We're not like a lot of other companies that you would see in outer areas, not within the Catskill region, because I know Catskill with Mid-Hudson Fiber, they are local as well. But with our primary focus on the Hudson Valley, we are already servicing Rhinebeck. We're already starting to service Hudson. We're getting into Catskill now. We are also laying down in Palenville, if I'm not mistaken. We already also provide service to Kingston and Saugerties almost in its entirety as well. So we still have a few more roads that we're going down, but I mean, for the most part, many parts of Kingston and Saugerties are fully covered, as well as Rhinebeck. We're expanding very, very fast. So
So
it's
they
been
had
an
a,
interesting year.
yeah, they had a time frame of about 2 to 4 weeks on Joslyn Boulevard in Hudson.
Yes, I would say probably about that. I can double check that for you, though.
Yeah, I just checked a few days ago, so I don't think it'd be changed.
Absolutely, but I also have a separate system that I can look into.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Looking into Hudson now. There we go. And you said you're on Joslyn Boulevard. Okay, and your house number is which one, please?
I am 414 Joslyn Boulevard, lot 30.
Lot 30. Okay. So it's looking like November 15th. That is what our expected in-service date is. So yeah, so if you wanted to sign up and get started on that, we can definitely do so. We are taking pre-orders. I don't know if you already signed up or not.
No, I haven't signed up yet, so I wanted to ask about that, like installation fees, equipment fees, stuff like that.
So that's actually the great thing about it is that our price, what we have, right now we offer the 1 gig or the 2 gig. The 1 gig is $79.99. The 2 gig is $99.99. But right now we're having a promotion where if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, you get $10 off of your price if you sign up for the checking through the checking account. If you sign up with a debit or credit card, it only gives you a $5 discount. So we do encourage for the most savings. But your equipment, the taxes and fees, and the installation are all fully included.
So it's just going to be $79.99 with nothing else added to it.
Correct.
That's actually
So if you
pretty
go for the one
interesting.
gig, it would be $79.99 for the regular price. If you were to sign up for auto pay through your checking account with a paperless billing, then it would bring it down to $69.99.
Oh, okay. So if I sign up now, like, what am I trying to ask here?
I think I know
The
what you're trying
billing
to
date
ask.
would start on the service date, right?
Correct. It would start on the date of your install.
Okay.
So the billing period would start on the date of install. Right now, since we're not scheduling just yet, since it is still technically in pre-order status, we're able to schedule starting on the 15th of November. At least that's what's expected for your current in-service date. If we were to run into a bit of a snag, then it could be a little bit later, but I don't see that happening right now. And we are working diligently to get the service available for as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Because let's face it, we've had all of these years where fiber has been available and we're now just, it's 2024. We want to provide this awesome service to everybody who wants it.
I've been actually waiting for like to have my own fiber connection. Like, I never had one in my life.
Yeah, you know what? Me neither until Arch Top. So it's funny because the other company that I used to have in my area in Dutchess, it was Optimum. They are talking about how like they're bringing fiber and all this, but like there's they told me it's going to be a couple of years when I inquired about it. So I was like, oh, well, you've got all these advertisements, but you're not providing it yet.
That's how I feel about Mid-Hudson. Like, they even renamed their company and they still have a cable here. I'm like,
Yes, and see, that's why we wanted to focus strictly on fiber, is because we want to bring that new technology. Well, it's not really that new, but the new technology to the area, I should say.
new to
Yes, and make sure that everybody has access to the internet for an affordable price. Because let's face it, cable, for me, cable was charging me $130 for the 1 gig. Personally, that's my personal experience. I don't know
I
how
was
much they
paying
charge you, but
130 for 300 Mbit.
oh my gosh, I would
Yeah, and
never
like 12
personally.
uploads. 12 uploads. Can't do much with 12 uploads.
No, especially if you're doing like streaming or gaming, that's why the fiber is perfect for that. Even if it's just work meetings or you're working from home. That's how like you have the greatest connection at that point because it's going to be fast. You're not worried
Yeah.
about, oh, what's the upload? 35 megabytes per second maximum? No, for us, it's symmetrical. So not
Right,
only are you
right.
getting the 1 gig download speed, you're getting the 1 gig upload speed as well, which I think is very important for a lot of people to realize because, you're not limited on the speed for your upload. It's not going to take forever to upload your photos or videos or have the buffering during stream, like if you're in a work meeting.
Right.
So at that point, you're not going to have that buffer during an important work meeting because or a delay even, because sometimes I've had it where I'll be like on a Facebook Messenger video call. And it'll just delay, like they answer so much later than I do. Because
Yeah, I'm going through that
it
right
takes
now
time.
because I actually canceled the, well, I didn't cancel. Right now I suspended. Mid-Hudson has this thing they call seasonal where you can just like put the account on
Yeah.
hold for like $6. I did that because I'm getting almost the same speeds, just a little bit more latency through 5G for
Yeah, and that's kind of
$90
scary to be
less.
honest. That is pretty scary to be honest. The fact that, you're
It is.
supposed to have this awesome service and then, your cell phone is being faster than it. That's a bit of a scary notion there.
Yeah, because I have it as backup because, Mid-Hudson Cable, they were pretty stable, but they went down. And
I know. I mean, when I lived up in Windham, they didn't have Mid-Hudson Cable up there. I had to go with Verizon at the time, and it was DSL. I didn't even think at the time, like back in 2012, I did not think DSL was still a thing. I thought we had progressed from it, but apparently
Verizon's just
not.
terrible around here.
I agree, absolutely. I was just in Hudson, what, yesterday, and it was just like I have Verizon for my cell phone, and there was this one spot that normally I get service for, and it was just acting up. I had to literally restart my phone just for me to have the LTE.
Yeah, 5G's been acting up for me here since yesterday too. I wonder if their tower's messing up.
It could be, or maybe they're pushing an update to it. I don't know. I won't ever know. Like, it just, they do what they
Yeah.
do, and then it is what it is. But I mean, that's why I think the fiber is so important, is because, like at that point, you're getting a much faster connection. You're not going to have any degradation. And another great thing about it is if you have like a generator or like a backup battery for when the power goes out, we will still be providing service. You won't lose internet if you have your modem and router plugged into a backup power source. So like a
Yeah, I
battery
have
backup,
plenty
for
of
example.
battery here.
Yeah, if you have like one of those backup batteries where you plug it in kind of like a power strip, but it has like a battery on it so that if the power goes out, it doesn't lose power to the plugged in devices. We have high quality generators for those storms and also those times where power might run out for a town. But at our substations, we have high grade generators so that, we can still provide service to our customers.
That's pretty
Which is a
awesome
huge
because I know
change
there's.
compared to when I lived in Greenville for Irene.
Yeah.
Irene, back in
Mid-Hudson
2011, it
said they
was,
had a.
we had no
Mid-Hudson
power
said they
for like
had
three
30 minutes
weeks.
of runtime, but I'd be lucky if you get 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they do offer higher length of time for some battery backups now. I don't know how much they cost, but it's definitely a good
Yeah.
investment, especially if, you get a surge. It's kind of like those power
Oh, yeah.
surge protectors. So I mean, it kind of doubles in that sense. So they're definitely
All
worth
my
it.
stuff is on those, so I'm familiar with those.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth it at that point because, God forbid, I lose signal or I lose power and I still am in a meeting or something, or if I am, dealing with having to send out important files and it cuts out in between, then I'd be like, oh, well, that just corrupted the file,
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had it
Right, so
where,
the last thing I was a little concerned about is I do like run some game servers at home here, and I've noticed in the terms of service that they don't allow servers.
So, I mean, I think it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about like a remote server, I don't see that being an issue.
So I got like game servers, like Minecraft, and then there is a web page that you can log into to, turn on
Yes.
and off
So,
those
I
game
think in the
servers.
terms of what they're talking about is like server mainframes.
Oh yeah, I'm
Not.
not trying to host like a whole data center.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about because, I mean, for gamers, like I have a server through Nitrado for Ark Survival Ascended. But I mean, it's still fine because that's not like I'm hosting a server on my mainframe. If I were hosting like a
Right.
dedicated on my Xbox, that would still be fine because again, it's not like I have a whole server mainframe that's just like sitting in my living room,
Right. Well, I do have one computer that's like dedicated to running the game servers on
Yeah,
my
but
server,
again, that's
so.
different. That's completely different because it's not like you're hosting a whole load of data. One
Right.
server is very minimal as far as like having a dedicated PC for a gaming server. That's very minimal compared to what I think they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to overload the network. It ran on the 12
No,
Mbit that
exactly.
Hudson gave me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's very minimal. So it that should not be a problem at all because gaming is completely different, and that's really what we encourage for fibers. Like if you're a gamer, please, by all means, this will be the best connection you'll ever have,
So there's no data caps or anything like that?
No, there's no data caps. It's all about speed.
Okay.
Yeah, so we
So
don't limit you
what's
to
the
like, oh,
process?
you've used like 20,000 gigs, you're cut off. No, you don't have any data caps on it.
Yeah, because I do have remote storage, and I've used like 2 terabytes in a month before. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I do the same. I'm a photographer on the side, so. Plus, I
I could see
also
that
deal
using
with a
it.
lot of the gaming community, so I'm like uploading a whole bunch of like different trainings and things like that. So, that's not going to be an issue either.
Okay. So how do we do the pre-order?
Yeah, I can definitely do it over the phone with you, or if you wanted to sign up through the website, that's completely up to you.
We can do it here. We're already
Okay, perfect. All right. And so it was for the address, it was 414 Jocelyn Boulevard.
Lot
Okay.
30.
Awesome. All right, and that's 12534. We're looking for 30. And this is for a residence, right? Not a business.
Correct.
And then were we going for the 1 gig or the 2 gig speed?
Just 1 gig. I don't really have
Okay, no
stuff
worries.
that does more than 1 gig right now.
Yeah, no, you're fine. That's perfectly fine. And then approximately how large would you say your home is as far as square footage goes?
Not that big. It's just a mobile home.
I mean, I've seen some mobile homes that can be considered really big. I used to live in one.
I'm always saying I'm too cramped. It's a pretty old mobile home. I think it's kind of smaller. I'd say, I don't know, I've never measured it honestly.
No, that's okay. So the reason that I ask is because if you have anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, we do recommend 1 to 2 extenders to cover your whole home. The great thing is that your service also includes your main router and one additional Wi-Fi extender if needed at no additional cost. So that will ultimately be decided by you and your Archtop fiber technician on the day of your install, so that way you can find out that where some coverage issues may be, and we can place that one extender that's included in your price to help manage that.
Is
Okay.
there an
If
option to just like have the modem? Because I usually put all my modems in bridge mode and handle my own Wi-Fi.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, typically, when it comes to troubleshooting, I don't know if you'll have any issues with that, but when it comes to troubleshooting, we have a back-end system that allows us to look into the router. So at that point, it's just easier for us to manage if you do call in with an issue, that we're able to take a look into the router and see whether it's connected, if it's a specific device that's having issues. Yeah, so I mean, that's typically what we do. We also can run speed tests and verify that, maybe it's the device or maybe it's the actual router, or even if it's the modem at that point. But you are free to use your own if you want to. Just if you do run into an issue with the router, we would have very limited things that we could do as far as troubleshooting goes.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. And then
Like
were you
if
looking
anything
to
went wrong, just reset it so that you guys can have access again.
No, it wouldn't really be that. Because again, the modem and
No?
the router are two different devices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So basically,
So,
if my service is going slow, I would just unplug my router and plug yours in.
yeah, you could do that. Because again, the compatibility sometimes it really just depends. If you are having, sorry, I can't speak today. I don't know what's wrong with me. If you are having troubles with your network, with your specific router, at that point, we wouldn't really be able to do much in terms of troubleshooting. But if you had our router and something was, being iffy or like your speeds were slowing down, we would have the ability to look into our specific router that we provide to you to be able to go ahead and troubleshoot and figure out what's going on and fix it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm pretty tech savvy myself, so I'd be ruling out a whole bunch of things before I even called you guys.
Yeah, I believe that. I figured as much. From gamer to gamer, we're pretty tech savvy.
Yeah.
And then, were you looking to add any voice service to your account?
No, just internet.
Just internet. Perfect. All right. And do you own or rent your current property?
I own the house, but I pay the landlord for the lot.
Okay. And then do you know how your utility wires are feeding your home?
What do you mean?
So like your electric cables, are they going overhead through the air to provide power to your home, or are they buried under the ground?
They come in overhead from the road, and then it goes to a pole, and then it goes underground into the house.
Okay, that's really what I wanted to know. And then if you're renting the lot, would it be possible to get the lot owner's name and phone number just so that we can ask them for permission to be able to do the install of the drop cable, which is the cable that connects from the outside of your home to our network at the street?
Okay, think they're based in Kingston too. They're Sansey Associates.
How do I spell that?
Sandgi, and then Associates Incorporated.
Oh, okay. And it's also the same as SRS property, right?
Think so, yeah.
Okay. And what is their phone number, please?
Here in my portal. 845 853 8250.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address? Like, do you
No.
receive mail through a PO box? Okay.
No, we get mail here.
All right. And Russell, how do I spell your first name, please?
RUSSELL.
Perfect. And your last name, please?
HANDE.
Awesome. And your email address, please. This will also be the username for the online portal where you'll be able to manage your account, upgrade your service if you want, view your bills, and make payments, of course.
Okay, so it's going to be Zeffie, Zeffie, and then at zeffie.net. So the same word twice.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine. And then the best phone number for you that you'd like as a primary number on the account?
That'd be this one, 518-945-8833.
Perfect. And then is there a secondary phone number that you'd like on the account?
No.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
You can do text message if you can.
Okay, absolutely. Yes, definitely. And just so that you're aware, you can actually receive updates about your order status, billing updates, install appointment reminders. And by opting in to receive these text messages, you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. We only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell unless you were to authorize that. You can always choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via phone call or email. And message and data rates may apply, but that's pretty. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that happen. So, but
Just
would
leave
that
those
be
stuff.
okay?
Yeah, they got to say it. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a disclaimer just in case anybody has one of those paper texts. You never know. Because they still
Yeah.
offer those, surprisingly.
Yeah, like the 500 texts per month or stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. So it's very, very interesting that they still offer those. And then did you want to sign
Oh.
up for the Did you want to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing? I went over a little bit with if you signed up with a credit card or debit card, it would give you $5 off your price. If you signed up with a checking account or savings account, it would give you $10 off your price.
Okay. I don't really want to give my bank over the phone, though. So
no, that's okay.
That
you'd be able to do that online on the portal.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that on the portal.
Okay, perfect. And then was there any information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as any buried wires, septic tanks, loose animals, maybe a bear in the backyard?
None that I'm aware of.
Well, I do know that area has was driving through Acre one time over on the Catskill side there, just above Caro, and there was this big old black bear cub that was just running alongside my vehicle.
That's scary.
As I was driving, it was so cute. Well, I mean, it was kind of like running away because, like, it got caught, like, so to speak. My headlights shone on it, like, it was trying to get into a dumpster, so it got spooked and it was running, but it was running down the road instead of off into the woods. So it was kind of cool. But otherwise, the electric cables are the only things that are buried, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. They have, they ran natural gas lines in here a couple years ago.
Okay. Natural gas.
Not here. I don't have natural gas, but if you're going to be digging through the driveway, that's probably going to be a problem.
I'll put natural gas lines are in area. Just be aware.
When I have a rough idea where they are.
Yeah, I mean, we typically...
I don't know where the electric wires are, but...
We typically call 811 anyways.
Right.
Because I think that's like every company's responsibility to call that so that they don't interrupt another service or cause an issue like natural gas exploding.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But at least, you know, to notify them like, hey, natural gas lines are in the area, be aware, you know, it gives them a heads up of like, okay, at least we know this much. We definitely call 811. I mean, they do it every time anyway, but it's always better to be safe than sorry. Did you have any specific questions for our technicians?
No.
Okay.
Not in particular.
Yeah, if you do figure out,
I could use my own router.
Yeah. And they can also help with that and check compatibility with it as well. That way, you know, it can work the way that you want it to, and they can set you up and everything. But definitely talk to the technicians with regards to compatibilities of your, I don't know if you have like a mesh system or if you just have a single router. I used to use the Nighthawk.
Oh, that was one other thing. There was one other thing in the terms of service that we might have to cancel this about. I do give Wi-Fi to my neighbor.
Let me take a look.
Well, I mean, like, it's they don't use, they just watch Netflix all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that would be an issue, but I can definitely reach out if you want.
Well, I mean, it was in the terms of service, something about, I forgot how it was worded. Because there's an external antenna, they'll see it. I don't want to try to fake and be like, no, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
But like I said, they only stream Netflix because the Wi-Fi signal they get is only like 30 Mbit anyway. They're not going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a little Roku box that I bought them for Christmas one year, and they just watch that all the time. But aside from that, if that's no problem, then yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm finding out right now for you. Let me just go ahead and reach out, make sure that that's all good. And do you
I
mind
guess,
if I put
like,
you on
worst
brief?
Case, worst case, if it's not allowed, I can just route them through the 5G.
Yeah, I mean, that would also be a possibility,
be
too.
A little tricky like that. I just don't want to get in trouble anymore. I want to be upfront, too.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I can really see you getting in trouble, I know that if you like illegally download something, sometimes there might be like a warning of like don't do it.
Right. It's like common sense. No illegal stuff. Don't like abuse the network, you know, something along
Exactly.
those lines. But yeah, put a note on there, like let them know that if it is a problem that I can take them off the network, it's no big deal.
Yeah, let me go ahead
I
and
don't
reach
want
out
to lose fiber
and
over that.
yeah, exactly. Let me reach out and see if that's okay. And do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect. I'll be right back. Thank you,
Okay,
Russell.
thanks.